Proclamation number 7774 of 16th of December, 1960. Many are called, few only are chosen. Many are called, only a few are chosen. These words are only intended to make you realize that I set certain requirements in order to be able to choose you for a mission, but that you could fulfill all these requirements if this were your earnest will. I certainly don't exclude any person if he is willing to serve me. I accept everyone, for you are all called to beatitude, and thus you are also all called to take the path which leads to beatitude. But now it depends on you yourselves in which state you place yourselves, whether and how you prepare yourselves in order to also be suitable servants for me, whom I can then use where it is necessary in order to carry out successful redemptive work. You must have attained a certain degree of maturity. You must prepare yourselves such that I can choose you for the mission for which I need you. For such a mission first requires a constant bond with me so that I can inform you of my will, so that I can assign you the work you should do. And this constant bond can only be established through constant activity in love. For he who abides in love abides in me and I in him. And this love must result in your spirit being awakened, which in turn means that the spiritual spark in you unites with the eternal Father Spirit and that it can now instruct you. That it ignites the light of realization in you and that you will then also clearly and distinctly recognize my will, which you will then always be willing to carry out. Then I can give you a mission according to your ability to hear me myself through the voice of the Spirit. And therefore those missions will also be of different kinds, because every person can awaken the abilities slumbering in him and thus there is a difference in these abilities, just as the degree of maturity of those who want to serve me is different. And understandably I now also choose people for special missions who have already developed special abilities within themselves which, however, do not depend on their physical condition but on their spiritual maturity. Many are called, only a few are chosen. This is why many people can also have the same will to be addressed by me, but not all can receive the same kind of address because the spirit in them has not yet penetrated so far and because I cannot distribute the same spiritual knowledge to those whose degree of maturity does not yet allow for penetration into the deepest knowledge. Yet I alone can judge this, and I will never disappoint my servants who offer themselves to me for vineyard work. I will distribute to all and place them in the place where their work is needed, for all people are also different in their desire and their receptivity. And they will also be considered accordingly. For this reason you should all feel, callous and diligently strive for me to choose you, but you should also know that you then also have to fulfill the demands I place on you. For as soon as I take care of you with a mission it also signifies a task for you which you should faithfully fulfill if you want to prove yourselves worthy of me making use of your services. And again, such a mission also obliges you. But you will accomplish blessed work if only you have the will to serve me. If you always eagerly endeavor to be active for me and my kingdom and to proclaim my name throughout the world. Amen.